Welcome to Grand Final Week on the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got the Gurus picking the Melbourne Storm, taking on the 17 in a row, the high-flying Penrith Panthers. It's going to be a massive week on the podcast. This is the only podcast you need this week. We are going to have content falling out of our ass. Stay tuned. It's going to be a massive one. Let's kick it off.
And now the ball, away they go again. Pappenhausen! Oh, this is a dream! Ryan
Pappenhausen. Here's a clear in from the 40. Oh, he's got plenty of weight on. For Melbourne.
Kickout! Yes, sir! Kickout slams it down and the Panthers have hit the front.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're lucky enough to have Craig Gower join us today, the captain of the 2003 Premiership-winning Penrith Panthers. Obviously, they're returning to the grand final stage for the first time in 17 years on Sunday. It was great to have a chat with the former Penrith captain, obviously the last man to lead them to Premiership glory. Let's kick it off.
It is a dream come true. The Penrith Panthers, the 2003 Telstra Premiers.
Gowie, welcome on. How are we, mate?
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, all going good, mate. Decent week to be a Panthers fan.
This is the week that you want to be a Panther fan or a player or someone involved in the club. It's you know, it's great for the community. It's they certainly get behind you out here, and you know, it's been too long between drinks.
Mate, obviously it's been 17 years since you guys went there. It's often remembered as like a fairy tale grand final story. Do you see any similarities between your side and this current mob now?
Well, yeah, there's a bit of both. You know, we didn't have too good of seasons the year before, and then we just come out of the blocks. And you know, this is a one off with the COVID and all the rest of it. But you know, there's a lot of inexperience in that team. You know, but I think the biggest comparison is actually the junior base that we had in the team at that time, and that's to the forefront now. You know, you have a lot of guys that come out of the area, and that's what you want to see with the biggest nursery in rugby league. You want us to produce the best players and have you know, multiple players coming through you know, at all the time, and you know, they've certainly done a great job, and you know, Phil Gould's done a great job with that pathways system.
Mate, he's sort of the forgotten man this season, Phil Gould. Obviously, he laid a lot of these platforms over the last few years.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both there, you know, because obviously Gus got rid of Ivan, and, you know, there's some good and bad, and, you know, it's like anything. The relationship runs down in whatever matters. There's going to be, you know, so on two sides of the story, probably the truth is somewhere, you know what I mean? But, you know, you can't deny that he... he done a wonderful job. You know, club probably wouldn't be there if it wasn't for him and his relationship with Jack to put in $10 million into dragging the club out of, you know, a pretty ordinary situation. So, you know, there's a lot of good things that obviously people don't know the full story of. And you know, when you make statements like it's a 5-year plan and they don't come to fruition, you know, obviously, you know, with the media the way they are, they're going to hammer, and you certainly cop that. But you know, from my perspective and what I know, you know, he's done a great job, and certainly he's been a someone that can take a bit of credit of where this team is at.
Mate, we spoke about similarities before between the 03 and this current side. Obviously, the standout for me is probably, you know, obviously you had Martin and John Lang. They've got Ivan and Nathan Cleary. Tell me about, you know, how in 2003, like, did that have an effect on the group at all, the way that Martin and John obviously had that different relationship to everyone else?
Not at all. You know, he was one of the boys. So as simple as that. And John didn't treat him any differently. And I wouldn't imagine Ivan would either. You know, it just, you know, that would just produce, you know, a bad feel between the group straight away. And, you know, Leggy was just one of those guys. He was just a great person. A guy that could, you know, he wasn't a tactical coach, and you didn't need it. You know, we had guys in the team that could create, and we just played a simple way, and he was just a great man manager. And you know, I suppose, you know, Wayne Bennett's in a similar category. You know, he's an unbelievable man manager, and you know, not the most tactical guy. And, but you don't need that. You just need, you know, you need your squad being happy and enjoying themselves and getting ready to play. And you know, I suppose I don't know. I haven't been too close to Ivan, but he seems pretty calm and sort of on the same level. You know, so you know, it's I just hope that they can get it done on Sunday.
Tell me about the halfback, mate, Nathan Cleary. Obviously, he's had a fantastic season. He was pretty unlucky last night not to get the Dally M medal, I thought. I mean, it's sort of, you know, it's got its similarities to your story. Extremely unlucky not to get the Dally M in 03 as well.
Ours is different to that. You know, we decided to boycott because of, you know, industrial action and all the rest of it. So there's a bit in that where, you know, it was sort of out of our control in the way of, you know, we had to make a decision to see if we're to get our players' union up, and that's what the repercussion was. You know, I think with Nathan, I think the biggest thing for him was that he was playing that good, consistently that good. They wanted just to do something, you know, out of this world to get points, and I think that's what come down to his detriment, because everything he touched, the way he controlled the game, the way he poised, and the way he directed that turn around was first class. First class in every game. So I seriously don't know how he didn't win. Like, it still baffles me now, and I suppose we'll never know. But it's just, some people look at the game where, you know, he's scoring three tries and something else. When a guy can control it in the way he did from his position and sort of to a high level, well, you know, for me, that's I suppose that's me reading the game differently to someone else.
Mate, would you say that James Maloney's had a massive influence on Nathan Cleary? I mean, I can't believe that James Maloney's walked out of a building and somehow that team has got better. It's incredible.
I don't think so, personally. You know, James Maloney is a class player. I get that. But Nathan always had the poise there, but he just had a senior guy outside him where I think he respected him a bit too much, where he should have, you know, probably taken a bit of more ownership on, you know, of the team on his shoulders. And he was a half. And I think Trent Barrett's done a wonderful job with him, and you can see the effect that Trent has had on that team as well, through their attack and so forth. You've seen Jerome Luai just playing out of his skin with so much confidence. You know, you would have thought that him and Matt Burton were going to fight it out at the beginning of the year, but you know, James, he's grabbed him by the horns, and he's just become better and better and better. And, you know, now he's becoming a strike player himself in that team. And that's what you wanted for him to do and to evolve as a player and so forth. And their combination is starting to become lethal.
Mate, take me back to 2003. Was there a moment in that season where you sort of, you know, is there a moment that you remember that you realised, fuck, like, we're the real deal here?
I think it was when we started to go on our first run of consecutive victories. You know, we started pretty ordinary, and we scrapped and we got a couple of wins. And even though we won, they were pretty scrappy and shitty wins. But I think that's what you need sometimes. It's just to get you on the right track. And then we just went on a run. And then it just the momentum started the game, and everyone just started to click and play their roles in the team and played to a high level. And I think that's what the major thing for us was, is the confidence that grew. And you know, it was probably halfway through the season where I thought, you know, we can do something here. And we had another couple of losses, but I think that was good for us. You know, we needed that. And some people need say that you need a loss, but you know, you can tell by this team at the moment they don't need a loss. They just love playing footy with each other. And you know, it's a credit to Ivan and all the staff of what a wonderful job they've done in this environment at the moment.
Mate, obviously, I would imagine Ivan Cleary would be enjoying the position they're in at the moment. Like, they've won X amount of games in a row, which is unbelievable. They've still come into this game as underdogs. I mean, you guys were similar. You guys were minor premiers. You came up against the Roosters, who were going for back-to-back premierships. But, you know, they were the favourites, and it sort of gave you guys the underdog tag. I imagine Penrith, they just love that.
At the time for us, we didn't really care. You know, it wasn't about that. You know, we just loved being in the moment at that time. And just when you can do that and be relaxed about it, it just shows the composure that you have as a team. And I'm just hoping that this team with so many young guys, I think that the biggest difference for me is that they haven't got as many senior guys in there. And hopefully that's not going to be their detriment. You know, they can just enjoy the moment as it comes and just play to their full ability. So, and I'm just hoping that they can start well and don't get overawed and just get themselves into the game and let their ability, you know, shine through.
Mate, we talk about, you know, big players standing up in big games, and obviously your grand final in 03, I thought, you know, obviously he won the Clive Churchill medal, but I thought Luke Prittis' performance, it's one of the best grand final performances we've ever seen.
Without doubt. You know, we didn't look at it, we don't win. It's as simple as that, you know. And it's what's going to take on the weekend. You know, it's going to be one of the guys who steps up and they take the big moment and they grab by the scruff of the neck and they go for it. And we come up with, you know, three massive plays for us, you know, like obviously he spotted a bit of a gap behind the golf. He put Lagrunia one coming up, and then when I was screaming at him for a shot, he's going the left side and trying to, you know, 30-meter cutout and hit Lagrunia on the chest, and you know, then that's what you want. Like to stand up and take those moments. Sometimes, and it might surprise you who does it, but you know, Luke's been there and done it before, and you know, he was a class player, so nothing surprises me with him.
Who's the man you're expecting to stand up for Penrith on Sunday, mate?
I think there's going to be multiple. You need the whole team to play well. Like, it's as simple as that. You know, the way Melbourne played against Canberra, you know that they're going to be ready. You're trying to negate their opportunities as much as you can, trying to minimise how much influence that Kemp's going to ever have on that team. And, you know, really, our kick out is going to be massive on the edge. You know, you can't go past our halfback. You know, Nathan needs to be able to control the game. His kicking game has been first class all year, and if he can continue that and just give them the ball where they don't want it, into the corners and build pressure, and do it for 80 minutes, you know, I think that's where we'll win the game.
Mate, as a halfback, I'm sure you'll be able to explain it better, but explain to me the importance of Api Kurisau this year. Obviously, having a fantastic nine there, he looks like he's just been the missing jigsaw piece for the Penrith Panthers.
Well, I think what it does is it holds the A's and B's and accountable in the markers. So when he's there, they can't just shoot off and just go to the halfback, you know, because there's going to be a run threat from him. And he's really slippery little sucker, isn't he? Like, he's always ducking and diving and getting through places and. And I'm just thinking, how's he getting through there? But he's opened it up for Nathan, and I think that's a big thing for a halfback that not have that as much pressure coming from the inside. You know, he's been a massive culture for that team to excel to where they are.
What about your lock forward, mate, Isaiah Yeo? He's sort of flown under the radar a little bit over the last few seasons, but I'm sure, you know, yourself and the Penrith faithful, they've always known just how important he is.
100%. You know, you can go through all the guys, you know, in that team at the moment. How well they're playing. He's certainly shone. He's certainly shone. Liam Martin, he's been outstanding. Like, you know, what a season he's had. You know, everyone, young Stephen Crichton. Like, you look how young he is, and you know, I could name them all. And that's what you want when you're going into the grand final. You want to be naming like every player that's obviously playing well, and you look at that squad, they're all playing well.
Craig, you obviously would have seen the Panthers win in 91. You would have watched Roy Simmons celebrating that grand final. Explain to me the feeling in 2003 when the siren went and you'd finally climbed that mountain.
It's hard to describe. It's everything that you dream of as a player, that you want to go to a grand final. You want to win a grand final. When I was younger, we used to win them all the time, so it was easy. But you know, when you get to the big time and you realise like how difficult it is, you know, like obviously with injuries and all the rest of it, I think it was just a lot of elation that happened, and you know, it's just a great feeling to have between your mates, you know, and these are guys that you're going to be mates with for the rest of your life because you share a bond. That, yeah, no one can take away that where you're one of our NRL grand final, and certainly hold it dear to my heart.
Tell me about the few days after that grand final, mate. How did the celebrations go down?
Oh, they got a little bit messy. Yeah, they were. We had a couple of, you know, it was a couple of big days there. We had to go on tour, so it was one of those things where we enjoyed it. We sort of got told to leave out of the club at about 3 o'clock, and I said to the duty manager, I said, oh, so we're not going until someone sort of fills a taxi full of alcohol, you know, so we can go to a party. So we, one of my mates that was having a party at his place, so we all legged it out of there and went back to one of my mates' house. So we had about 80 people there, so that was entertaining. And then in the morning, we sort of stepped into it, and we hijacked a couple of buses on the way to, they were en route obviously doing their bus service, and we stopped a couple of buses to take us back to the pub. And it's sort of funny what you can just sort of get away with, you know, when you're winning grand finals. But I suppose something that you probably couldn't get away with these days, you know.
Without a doubt, mate, and I'm sure, you know, win, lose or draw, the Panthers, I think they're Mad Mondays and stuff. They'll be looking very different this year, won't they?
Especially with all the COVID sort of stuff, it'll be interesting to see what happens with there. And you know, most of the teams aren't sort of doing that sort of stuff these days, and they might just get somewhere. You know, might be one of the boys' place or Ivan's place or whatever, and they have a little party or whatever. And you know, but then you got Origin just around the corner, so it's sort of going to stop. There's going to be a few boys in that team. So, and then I think that game's on the 12th of November, I think. I think it is. So it's you know, it's a quick turnaround, and they got to go back in the bubble. So it's pretty full on.
Mate, obviously, I haven't even asked you yet. Are the Penrith Panthers going to win the grand final on Sunday?
I think they will win the grand final. I think it's going to be a very tight game. I think they'll win it by two. And I imagine it'll be Nathan Cleary as the with the major award, I think it is. Yeah.
If you had to pick a smoky for that, Clive Churchill, take Nathan Cleary out. Who would be your next man to watch in that side?
It will be Liam Martin.
Does he play Origin?
He'll play Origin for sure, I reckon. He'll be in the squad. He's had too good of a season not to be in that squad. And from what I understand, that you know, Freddie has got a big opinion of him, and it might be just good for his confidence just to be around, you know, the caliber of those players. And you see when guys come out of those situations, how much better they are, because they're obviously seeing guys that at the top, the way that they work and the way that they apply themselves, and you know, I'm sure it'll be good for him.
Mate, win, lose or draw on Sunday, it's a young squad, and it's a lot of guys that have grown up together. They really could form, you know, one of the great dynasties in rugby league if they were to all stick together over the next few years. Like, it really could be anything, couldn't it?
That's the biggest thing now, because you see all those guys, you have five in the Dally M team now, all of them, their price tags go up. So this is where the big hurdle comes, is to keep the team together. I understand there's a few that are locked in for next. They're all sort of locked in for next year, but then after that, you know, I'm sure they'll be coming for them. So that's going to be the hardest thing.
Craig, mate, I really appreciate you joining us today, and all the best for your team on Sunday.
Thank you, buddy.